This is not exactly Q Talk America, but you're still listening to The Currently Banned in China, Side 3 of The Best of the Show with Clayton McKee, Season 4, parenthetically live from Cobalt. We now return you to the lovely podcast that you're listening to from the future.
Hi, everybody. It's the show. It's Q Talk America. I am Clayton McKee, sitting alongside Kat Carlson.
That's
Al Perkins. And Marnie Ryer, this is the latest I think she will ever be up to date, because she's just now leaving her house.
There was one time at 24th Street and wherever the fuck we were that she like caught the end of the show.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
hey, what are you?
I don't care how you get here.
Yeah, just
get here.
Just get here if you
Arab
can.
Arab man, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, and technically, I mean, we have the ability. We have the we do have that technology. She could phone it in.
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of phone it in every week, even though we're here.
Some weeks more than others.
Some. Yes. There we go.
That's actually what I call it. I know we're not in entertainment yet, but I watch.
Are we anywhere?
When will we ever be?
I watched just last night the very first episode of Hannibal.
Fucking nuts.
I can't even talk. Like, it's so crazy and so wonderful, and I want to binge watch it all the time, but I feel not appropriate for children.
Oh, not really appropriate for many people. Like,
right.
Psychiatrists are standing by.
I've been talking for some time about how I'm trying to figure out a way to transition off of the cable TV into just subscribing to shit. Trying to do the a la carte.
Mm-hmm. Gasp.
Last night, for the first time in my life, I became a subscriber to Netflix. I just want you to know.
Oh, bravo. And it was Grace and Frankie that brought you there.
It was Grace and Frankie. And the first person I shared my password, and it was my mom, because I want her to watch it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
Grace and Frankie is a good place to start.
I'm a subscriber to that, and I don't know what else I need to get on board with.
Unbreakable.
But that's all.
They're live, damn it.
We'll kind of mingle in the entertainment world for a
minute. Would you like an intro?
No, why? We wouldn't do anything else, right? Let's just call this the train wreck that happened.
All right.
Glitch. Well, the musical. Glitch.
I was willing to help.
I feel like we should call it Hell of a Job Brownie.
Hell of a Job Brownie, yeah. It's the Katrina show.
10 years later.
Yeah. Flooding. Less body bags.
It's the Katrina reunion show.
Katrina reunion show.
Write this down.
Right down the American South. But we're going to start with Natalie Cole dying, because...
Still dead.
Yeah, because we missed it for like 2 weeks.
You don't like her.
Can't stand the bitch.
Right.
Well,
I don't miss her like crazy at all. Let me do my imitation of Kat Carlson singing Natalie Cole.
Okay, by the way, I'm going to stick up for Kat on this one. I don't believe she sings like that.
I think that sounded amazingly like Natalie Cole. If you're familiar with the song.
But not at all like Kat singing Natalie Cole.
You know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go.
I may have thrown you under the bus with Natalie Cole for no reason.
No, because here's what I'm going to do.
I think so.
I'm going to, tomorrow, I'm going to go on the Sing app. Mm-hmm. I'm going to find the song, and I'm going to sing it to the best of my abilities, and we're going to see how it sounds.
And you know what it sounds like? A Michelin
By the way, let's take a quick glimpse of what's going on at Cobalt right now. There's that.
No, but I absolutely have to tell you, I couldn't stand that bitch for her entire life.
That's sad for her.
I absolutely cannot believe that it took us 3 weeks to read her obituary. Like, she's cold and dead in the ground. I'm sorry, we failed you.
On the pulse of Natalie Cole.
Natalie Cole.
You talk America.
Things kept coming up. So, the first thing is, she had that song that I didn't know was her. Her first big hit was that Everlasting Love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everlasting, what was that song called?
Something like that.
You got to queue up some shit for us, Clayton, now that you're back from peeing. Find us her big hit.
How many more times do you need to tell people what I did?
Oh, peed.
Did they not experience how much we drank? Like, clearly somebody has to
Everlasting
go.
Love was one. No. This will be an everlasting love.
And then it just gets higher and higher and higher until it's like, I bet you like this. Then, just when you were over that.
It's
like
good.
It
no, it's so good.
There was actually... Oh, my God. Netflix is available in India now. Oh, and Anand.
Oh, good.
Message me privately.
We'll
chat.
We're so excited for you, Anand.
That's fantastic.
So that everyone has talked about for years and years and years that she had the song called Our Love. Never heard of it. Never cared. But then she's dead, so I thought, all right, people keep bringing up this song.
We should listen to her music.
Donna Summer had an Our Love.
She did, but she wrote it.
No,
but
Natalie
Donna
Cole.
Summer wrote, she wrote Our Love, so I knew that Natalie Cole wasn't remaking that one.
All right. Mm-hmm.
But it did make me laugh, because I always thought, what is this song? Well, coincidentally, I have a very favorite Mary J. Blige song called Our Love. And imagine my horror when I've been singing a Natalie Cole song at the top of my lungs in my car, but the Mary J. Blige version.
Of course. Which makes it better.
So it turns out I did like a Natalie Cole song, because it turns out Mary J. really did a very, very, very faithful rendition of the only song that Natalie Cole sang that didn't make me want to, like, stab myself in the eyes. Yeah, and that sounds exactly what Mary J. Blige sounds like. It's a very faithful remake.
That's very nice.
And she never hits that note that makes me want to kill her first. Yeah. But then, so she made that Miss You Like Crazy song that made me hate the 80s. Because remember, there's the good 80s and the bad 80s. Natalie Cole is every minute of the bad
80s. And I love that you think that she's the bad 80s, because
she's the worst
80s.
But I like Pink Cadillac. She did Pink Cadillac, a Bruce Springsteen song, that it was okay. And that was the only time that I wanted her to live through the song. Yeah. No matter
what I say. I just want other people to understand.
Can you get to the notes? Here it comes. Oh.
No. I don't want to kill. I want to kill him.
No, but you got to play it.
I want to see.
Because you
got
to get how accurate I am.
I
want to
see his face.
Which note? How far?
No, no, no. You
got
to get to the. You got to get to the chorus.
Chorus.
Yeah. Yeah. I know exactly what's coming.
Are we getting there?
Yep.
Yep.
She can't sue us anymore.
Oh, her estate will.
Oh, there you have it.
Oh, they will. Yeah.
We
yeah.
like the song. Let's critique
it's
it.
It's pretty close.
That's pretty good.
She's screeching, I'm screeching, everybody's screeching.
Oh, here you go.
Here goes.
Now we'll get higher. I miss you like
crazy. No?
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, all right. All right.
Amina, check your cat. Same look on his face.
So what was the other one? You said Pink Cadillac?
I sounded just like her.
No, but Pink Cadillac was really quite charming. She did a good job with
I'm
that.
I'm totally going to sing the fuck out of that on that singing.
Oh, you'll hate yourself by the end
and
of it.
And then I'm going to send it to you.
Because it's that guy. It's the guy that wrote.
I got it.
One of the reasons I hate Whitney Houston so much is because didn't we almost write a song? It's Michael Masser.
Right.
Okay, the fashion of joke that I've been telling since 1987 is still working. I'm pretty good with.
That's a good joke.
Oh, this is the club mix. I'm sorry.
Oh, pink Cadillac, those velvet seats, turning in the glass, moving in the street.
I like Aretha's version
better.
We
can do that all day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anything is better than her. But then, when she got a shovel and dug up her daddy and made us suffer through that shit. And if you went to a wedding in the 1990s and you didn't want to take
a
club, I wanted to beat every woman who danced with their father to Unforgettable.
Yeah, that's
Unforgivable in every way. Put him back in the grave, you dumb bitch. I hate her. And then things that are renewed but don't know when it's coming back is the X-Files. Fox Television said, absolutely, we're going to do an X-Files series. Chris Carter, David Duchovny, Gillian Anderson all said, absolutely, yes, we all want to come back, but we're all busy. So maybe a couple years from now.
All right.
How interesting is that?
Put a pin in it.
I did. Right, right.
Well, she's on The Fall. That she does the show that's on Netflix. It's on BBC America. In Ireland. Yeah, really, really good show that's coming back. So she's got all these projects. Plus, she was in Hannibal all three seasons, playing a role that was written for Angela Lansbury, and they just younged her up a little bit and, you know, gave her a period back.
Namaste in Cabot Cove.
They threw a tampon in her purse and made her 20 years younger.
That a girl.
Wow.
What's so absorbing? I don't know.
This whole show. So I just thought that was really funny that everyone agreed to renew the show, but everybody was like, but not now.
But we're busy. Right.
This is the best week for movies in the theater, big screen movies. First, we start with what I saw first. And what I probably will never lay my head down on something again and feel normal.
Oh my God, I can't even listen about it.
The Walk is Robert Zemeckis, who gave us Flight, he gave us Forrest Gump, he gave us Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
I may need to lay on the floor if you go into too much detail.
That's for Amina.
A genius at just bigger than life filmmaking. And he gives us The Walk, which is based on Jean Petit. I can't remember what his first name is, but his last name is Petit. It's his story of being inspired by the Twin Towers in New York before they were built and putting his tightrope wire between the two and how he would do it. And doing it.
It's amazing.
It's a fun little movie. And if you've seen Man on Wire, if you have a little bit of vertigo or you have a little bit of trouble with everything that's going to go on in this movie, watch Man on Wire first. They interview all these people, and when you hear them talk about it, all they describe is, it was the most beautiful thing I have ever seen. Oh. And that's why the cops, when they find, like, they start off trying to arrest him, and they just stop in their tracks, like, We cannot put you in jail for something so beautiful. I could not sit in my seat and watch it.
That's what you said. You were like pacing.
I actually stood in the back by the door in case I had to run out. And this is knowing it's got a happy ending. Like, I've seen Man on Wire. He won the Oscar. He didn't win the Oscar, but he accepted the Oscar. I know he's alive today. This character, Petit, whatever his name is, he cannot...
Small.
Yeah, but he cannot offer a suitable accoutrement. He just can't give something to his audience that makes sense. And then when he's up there, 1,000 feet above the earth, he finally decides what his, like, gesture will be to acknowledge his audience. The cops describe it, that when he bows to the towers and he goes on one knee, they're like, we can't arrest him. Like, that was the most beautiful thing we've ever seen. And they even, the towers that we've all talked about were the most hated two pieces of architecture ever.
They were ugly.
They were heartless. They were ugly. They had no soul. They were cold. And then this man.
And now look at us. Fucking miss him.
And then this man bowed to them, but we missed them. They were loved immediately because this man and what he did in the middle. In the movie, it's 17 minutes. And it's 17 minutes where you can't take a breath. You cannot find Earth.
Everything's kind of puckered up.
Yeah.
I cannot even describe puckered up. I was so tense. I was back by the exit sign, trying to cover up the exit sign because it was interfering with my 3D glasses. But to actually have Robert Zemeckis find a way to show you what they saw for 17 minutes. And I'm walking down the stairs, and I said to the woman next to me, because her partner had a broken foot. So they were going kind of slow, and they're like, if you want to go past us.
So she wasn't going to cross the wire.
No. So, no.
This man is on wire. She's not walking the wire.
So they're walking down the stairs in front of me, and the guy's got a boot. He's got a broken foot boot on, and he's walking down the stairs, and they're like, do you want to go ahead of us? I'm like, I seriously can't walk down anything faster than I'm doing right now. Like, looking down the staircase is giving me vertigo. Yeah. And the lady goes, she lifted her arm and she goes, I sweat through my shirt. I sweat through my jacket. I sweat through everything I have on. And my knuckles are still white.
Look at the elders.
Absolutely, absolutely the most beautiful movie I have seen in a long, long time. Yeah, Anant, if you're not happy about the Oscars, don't listen in February. I'm just warning you now. This is my high holy day.
Funny. No,
it's true.
Best original screenplay is going to be Spotlight. You can go to the bathroom through that one, too. There's no surprises there. No one else has a chance. It's Lockdown. That's what that one's going to win. So,
what if you're wrong on any of this?
Those two are done. Go to Leo.
No, stand by. I was looking up something else. So,
Leo.
Not that anybody needs to know what Leo looks like.
Wait, are you talking about the Leo with him and Winslet?
You could anything with Leo.
Yeah.
So, with his biggest cheerleader in the room and Kate Blanchett, because Kate won her first Oscar. The other Kate won her first Oscar playing opposite him in The Aviator.
That's right.
And Kate Winslet won her Oscar for The Reader, but she was also in Revolutionary Road that year with Leo, who was snubbed.
As Kate Hepburn, right?
Kate Hepburn. So you had.
By the way, that's the sweetest picture.
So you really have the three great Kates all in one story, in case you're wondering who the three great Kates are. But
what a beautiful, beautiful picture.
It really was inevitable. I love that they're still friends. His speech was lovely. And if you watch it back, he gets a standing ovation for the award, and then he gets a standing ovation for his speech.
Right, right.
And it was just lovely when he said, I don't, you know, let's not take our planet for granted. I don't take this night for granted. Like,
well, and when they, even though it was pretty much Native American that was on there, like, was just leaning forward, was just like, and those
are
his.
If you haven't seen it, those are his co-stars from the movie. They were there in case the movie won, because now every award show brings all the stars up, which I like. But I mean, really, it was nice that he acted surprised, and the speech was lovely. But there was absolutely no doubt in the world that Leo was going to win. Like, even I wasn't nervous about it. So then, the highlight of the night for all of us, and the reason that we were only like 10 minutes behind for the entire night.
Oh.
There was one point where we were on the same commercial as them, but then, go to the picture, this happened, and it took an hour out of our night.
Oh my God, it had to.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga's performance.
We watched it four times.
First of all, to mop everybody up from the puddle that they were afterwards.
Right, right,
had to have taken an hour.
Crying, sobbing messes. Yeah. There was hand-holding that had to go on, discussions that went on.
I was sitting next to him on the couch, and I wouldn't look at him because I could hear, I could hear it. Sure. And I'm like, if I look at him, it's all going to go
all
south.
Over.
It was just the things written on the arms. And then when they took the bow, one girl was just sobbing. Yeah. And the girl next to her is like trying to holding her hand, shake it off.
Yeah,
It was devastating. And we went from almost on time at the Oscars. Yeah. Like, at one point, we were at the same commercial as they were, and we had to, like, do champagne. I think
right.
Yeah. I think the dead people
were it was in memoriam. Yeah. We had to stop,
We had to stop.
Right.
And then we got
She was just amazing.
It was chilling and
breathtaking.
And I actually talked about this last week or the week before, that I had just heard that song and was so moved by it.
And I had not heard that song.
And it wasn't hearing it before.
I just had right after the Grammys, because I just pulled up a playlist and I was like, Gaga, what the hell is this doing on here? And listened to it and about lost myself into a puddle in the car. Like, it's the song itself.
And the unfortunate thing about that is, it's a beautiful song and it's a powerful song, but there is not one person in this room, and I bet not even listening to this show at any time now or in a rebroadcast, you don't know somebody that song represents.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. Of course.
You all do.
Oh, sure.
Everybody does.
So that's just, absolutely, regardless if it's from the Catholic Church or from someone else. We all have some connection to that.
And I really thought with the spotlight thing going on, with what a big story that was, especially when it won Best Picture. But again, when that's from the biggest hit always wins best song, unfortunately, the hit and the one
we
from the
were
movie.
I mean, I don't, and we I think totally it was solely shot. Because we of were the shot. Performance.
And I honestly have to say, because I listened to the song before the show, and I was like, oh, that's very good, that's powerful. It had nothing to do with how she performed it on there. Like,
right.
And then having Survivors come out.
She knew what she was selling.
Oh, yeah. I knew exactly what it was.
That was Joe Biden, performance out.
And Joe Biden coming out ahead of time and the presentation.
And I agree
presented
with,
beautifully.
Yeah.
And but Jesus, I mean, you're right, without trying to go too far off and keep going. But I mean, when they, the reaction to all of us.
Arms,
and I know for a fact that had you been there, like sitting there with us, I mean, I was sitting there.
I
had
to leave the room. I ended up watching it, thankfully, by myself in a dark room.
Yeah.
Like,
We were sitting there, and I was looking straight ahead, like, "Oh my God, am I the only
and
one?"
We were champagned out with all the feelings.
Oh, God.
All I could think was, "Am I the? Maybe I'm the only one reacting like this, maybe not."
Right.
And then, honestly,
because you don't want to be the only one to cry.
Honestly, I could give a shit, but in my head, I thought, no, I know for a damn fact Al's crying.
Oh,
because
well,
I knew.
They opened up the back curtain and like, you are not bringing out a choir.
Well, and
yeah, he thought it was a choir.
And then they go, no, it's worse. It's rape survivors. I'm like, God, you!
It's worse than a choir.
He goes, that's a choir.
It's worse than a choir. Tomorrow afternoon at exactly 5:07 p.m. Central, actually 3:07 Eastern, it will be 7 hours and 13 days since Prince died. It's been 7 hours and 13 days.
Living in Minnesota, like Aaron is saying, having Prince Overload, I mean, that was, he lived right around the corner.
Right.
Paisley Park is basically right around the corner from Seidel.
Is it really?
Uh-huh. And Lisa has a house that is all white. Like, it looks like it needs to be in Malibu.
Yeah, you've told me that.
Right?
You showed me pictures.
Yeah. And he was in Chanhassen. And Paisley Park is all this white. So I said, do you have anybody showing up outside your house? Just leaving flowers?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, like banging on your door and like, Prince. But it really was. So he was just a part of it.
The whole town has a hard on for purple. I mean,
the other thing that I think was so cool with regards to him was, because he was a hometown boy and was so cool, and everybody knew where he lived, and everybody respected him. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't that big of a... He just was a normal guy. Yep. Everybody knew where he lived.
He rode his bike. They showed that picture of him riding his bike.
Which pissed him off, which because he was like, just don't take fucking pictures of me.
So a lot of the movie theaters at the last minute decided to play Purple Rain. Yep. We saw it for $5, which I thought must have been a throwback to the price of the thing.
Al and I went Sunday night.
Yeah. Sunday night when I finally woke up and...
I felt bad for you, even though I was so thrilled. I would not want to see that movie with anybody else but you. But I felt bad because I thought you were about to die.
And I really didn't perk up till
no, he did not.
Till I would die for you.
Yeah. And then how can you not?
And then oh my god, so good. But the movie was terrible. Absolutely awful.
But it is funny when you look at when you watch it now and you look back, you're like, Jesus Christ, he was so young.
Yeah. And
you're like,
just wearing sensible heels in the forest.
Do you just drive around Minneapolis in a pink trench coat and a Honda motorcycle? Yeah. Is that what you do? Heels. I mean, you and I are the same age. Mm-hmm. Al's a couple years older, but still, Al knows. What I love it is he knows more about what's going on with all this than we do because you were of an age where you paid more attention. Precocious. How did it affect you? The day on Thursday when you found out, how did it affect you?
I was Marty actually Ryer? Leaving to go to a meeting that I had to go leave. Hire. Yeah, I had to go and hire some a couple of guys.
Do you like purple? You're hired.
Yeah, right. And if you don't, you're not. It was it really was weird. I turned the TV on. Okay, guys, so I turned the TV on for the dogs when I leave the house. Anyway, and all of a sudden, when I turned it on, I had not heard anything at that point. And it was earlier, a little bit earlier, and I turned it on. I just sat down. Prince has died. And I'm like, at 57, what? And I truly just sat down. My jaw hanging open like, well, what? Wait a minute. And nothing went to, God, we didn't have him on the death den or, nothing like it was just part of and a lot of people have said this, but it's part of my childhood. Wait a minute.
That's exactly where I'm going with this.
Because the first concert we had talked about that I'd ever gone to was Rick Springfield. Love him.
Shocking.
But the first concert that I was able to, you remember when you had to like sleep out to get tickets?
He has a story too. Yeah. Yeah,
that was the first concert that I ever slept out, and it was for Purple Rain, the Purple Rain tour.
The tour, not the movie. The tour.
The tour. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
That was another thing that my girl Rachel Maddow.
Yeah.
One of the things that I love, I've talked about this numerous times before. When she opens her show every night, she usually does she welcomes everybody, and she goes, "It was 1974." And she goes through this entire timeline of something, and she brings it inevitably to exactly what's happening today.
Okay.
And she did that the night Prince died. She starts out, it was 1984, and the Senate was hearing blah, 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 from Dee Snider and from Billy, whoever the hell, all these people, whoever these people were.
Yeah.
And it all started because Tipper Gore's daughter wanted the soundtrack to Purple Rain.
Yep, Darling Nikki.
And they listened to it, and Darling Nikki came on. And for those of you that don't know what the hell Darling Nikki is, just figure it out, find it, and listen to it. And I think you'll figure it out on your own.
Yeah.
Nikki had a good time with the magazine.
Yeah, sure did. And Controversy was one of just the best albums.
Controversy.
Two Live Crew. My God, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've listened to Controversy like 10 times today. There's nothing dirty in there.
No.
Am I black or white?
Mm-hmm. Am I straight? Okay.
Yep.
Controversy.
Y'all played, boys. Y'all played.
We might get dinged for that.
Yeah.
When I realized that he was gone, I literally felt like a portion of my adolescence had just died.
Yeah.
It's no longer there. It's gone.
Yeah.
Because I remember, like Mom and I have talked about, I remember laying on the living room floor watching Thriller when Thriller was MTV world premiere.
Oh, yeah.
And then Purple Rain came out. I remember watching the videos and I remember seeing all this. And like, he was just such a part of my world. Just right.
But
leave
Prince was
me
all,
alone.
Prince was all mine. Like, that was, that one was mine. Like, having the picture of him with the black Speedo, naked in the shower with a black Speedo and the crucifix. And all wet above my bed, and my mom just every day just closing the door silently. But like the whole thing about,
I think she did that often though.
Probably so.
Going to karaoke, I love doing Manic Monday, but I sing just another manic Marnie.
That's fair.
But at the time, I lived back in my hometown of Joplin, Missouri, and my best friend, we used to cruise around town. I had a Pontiac Fiero.
Oh my God, that's right.
I had a black Pontiac Fiero with gray interior, tinted windows. It was our own little Batmobile. I even had a fake cell phone antenna on it so that it looked like I had a cell phone, but I didn't. So we would drive. We used to That's drive awesome. Around town and play off of this exact single because I still have
awesome. It. I saw you post that.
We used to play this single and sing to Bat Dance and drive around town like we were in the movies.
Get those toys.
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? I asked that of all my victims. We had so much fun. So the fun thing was, he still lives his life and does his thing back then. I've been out here 23 years, and he sends me a message, and the text just said, "Do you remember riding around the Pharaoh singing Bat Dance?"
Yeah.
And I knew, I'm like, oh, that killed me too. I'm like, oh my God.
I like that we've had 3 weeks to prepare for the show, and we've done no preparation. No one spent any quality time. Bit.
I meant to. Well, all my prep was taken out of context.
Yeah. So I'm going to get another glass of wine while Kat tries to make up her section.
Where you want to go now, dummy?
What's this? It's a 30-second dance break.
Now I feel like this story is a letdown because the headline is Meet Denise, Kermit the Frog's new girlfriend.
Oh, no.
I know.
Because him and Piggy broke up.
Him and Piggy broke up over the summer. I know. The world was shocked.
It was that fry 'em like bacon line.
But there will be no moping over lost love for Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog.
He's got a plush new girlfriend.
Well, they're all made out of felt.
I mean, Denise. And just in time for the start of his new show.
Push her like a wheelbarrow.
The Muppets.
Squeal
coming
like a pig.
To ABC this month.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
Only weeks ago, we learned the shocking news. Kermit and Miss Piggy had split after 40 years of bickering and banter.
After 40 years in a truly unhappy relationship.
Coming in the midst of a spate of celebrity divorces, Ben and Jen, Miranda and Blake, Gwen and Gavin, the news was another blow to true believers in the joys of togetherness and interspecies relationships. You know, pig and frog.
So what's Denise's species?
Well, never mind. Hello, Denise, who looks kind of like you-know-who, only with reddish hair and better taste in work-appropriate apparel. Conveniently, Denise is an ABC marketing exec, and maybe even the marketing genius who dreamed up the brilliant new ploy to promote the Muppets, premiering on September 22nd.
A redheaded, an auburn-haired pig.
And slightly Asian, I think.
Oh, an Asian pig. Oh, it is.
She looks...
Oh,
vaguely Asian.
Well...
We lost Asians episodes ago.
Episodes ago. Yes.
Now we're losing felt pigs.
Now right down felt Asian pigs are
gone. We're losing most of the Henson creations.
How would you describe her? Felt pig.
I don't know, but the hashtags are amusing.
Slanty-eyed felt pig.
Hashtags like hashtag the frog moves on. No more Miss Piggy.
Haven't we all said that at one point?
Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection. Yeah. The lovers, the dreamers, and the felt pig.
Pitch Perfect 3, this time it's personal, Electric Boogaloo, is not going to be out next summer. I don't know what the... But they're calling it the Aka sequel, which makes me laugh.
The Aka sequel, wow.
It was supposed to be August 17, then it was July 17, and now it's set for Christmas.
I was going to call bullshit that I have to wait like 2 years to see Hamilton.
Yo, what time is it? Showtime!
This Hamilton business...
Is out of control.
...is a sickness. I've caught it.
All right.
I have it.
I might have the cure. Harrison's gone to bed, but we may be able to fix this for you. We can cure the sickness faster if we just go to LA and get the tickets ASAP.
That might be because this device right here that formerly functioned in many, many, many aspects. It used to make phone calls.
It's just the Hamilton player.
It's just the Hamilton goer. And I seriously, like, the entire second half of the second act is just tears the entire time. Like, I showed up to have coffee with a friend the other day, and I, like, got out of my car, and she's like, were you crying? I was like, shut up, Hamilton. I gotta go.
Yeah, I gotta go.
I just can't.
They're gonna duel again. I don't know how it's gonna end.
Philip just died. Like,
somebody's
I just
gonna die.
Can't. They're dealing with the unimaginable.
It's the treasury! It's the treasury!
It walks the city every day. I don't know what to do. Yeah.
It's been a while since Marnie's heard my voice.
Clearly, you haven't caught the sickness, but when you
I have
do,
not yet.
Just,
I but I've shared it. I get it. So I thought he was cute, and I found he was straight. And I'm like, I can't have him either. So what the fuck? Anyway,
I know is I'm finding out how many kidneys, kids, or like animals I have to sell to get to see this in New York, Los Angeles, or here.
I'm already on board with buying this year's season tickets so that I can get first dibs at next year's Hamilton.
What are season tickets going for, Gamage?
I don't even know. I don't even know.
Okay, you don't care.
I don't even care.
Gonna hawk something.
We're gonna sell a child. I don't know.
Hamilton, he like did a lot for our country, and he gets screwed because he's on the 10. Who the fuck needs a 10? You got 2 fives.
So I also subscribed to, it's from the website How Stuff Works. It's called What You Missed in History Class.
That sounds fun.
It is very fun, and it caught my eye because the very first, or the most recent one, is about Hercules Mulligan. Which, if you have listened to Hamilton, which is the theme of all of my things lately, probably for the next, like, 3 months.
Yeah.
I'm still, like, probably, 3 months right into this obsession.
I'm going to reinforce it from here on out.
Yeah, no, please do. Was a Hercules Mulligan was a great friend of Alexander Hamilton. Yes! Oh, so good. Anyway, so he's...
I love that part.
No, and I had an amazing day today because I had zero things to do. So I'm like, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find a couple of sound clips because I feel like we need Hamilton sound clips. That's right.
She was bored.
So Han Solo, his name is Alden. Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
Ehrenreich. We'll call him that. The film will cover the events in Han Solo's life that took place prior to his appearance in 1977 Star Wars, but no story details have been revealed.
So wait, the next episode is going to be another prequel?
No, there is another Star Wars coming, but then they're doing, like, the next Star Wars will be part 15, this time it's personal, right. But they're also starting
electric boogaloo.
Cut game.
Right.
Adventures through the cut gate. Yes. Yeah.
Not actually.
Without it. Marty here, I have to talk so much. I can't get a drink in for the love
for
of Jesus.
God, really?
She does take up valuable time. Take note that we had another scare from Rhoda Morgenstern, aka Valerie Harper, who is starring in something in Algonquin, Maine, in a musical with Sally Struthers. Just ponder on that for just a little while if you need to.
Craft Services is going crazy, at least with Sally.
Somebody up in the lighting room...
making muffins, and yet there's no muffins on this table.
Here's what's happening. Somebody on the lighting crew is just sitting up in the catwalk, mumbling, there's got to be something better than this.
Absolutely. I just read it.
Get up
and it read.
Get up.
I read that like an Onion headline. I have to tell you, when I read the cast of this fucking musical.
What's the musical called? I
don't know. But so it's at the Algonquin.
Girls Don't Cry.
Yeah. Big girls eat a lot of muffins. Break down big girls from the South that like to be rode like. That
muffins.
Like to be pushed like a wheelbarrow.
Muffin musical.
Ride her like a bus. Push her like a wheelbarrow.
Muffin musical Valerie. See what?
I think the muffin might be my own. My own
muffin featuring Valerie Martin.
There's always something online.
If you do Valerie Muffin musical, what are you gonna get?
Muffin featuring Valerie Martin by Pulp Orchestra. Muffin music. Muffin. From Bandcamp.com.
Muffin top.
That sounds dirty.
From smock to cassock, my personal journey. Ava Jean, the squirming muffin.
From smock to cassock, my personal journey.
I love Googling.
If that's not a book title, trademark it for me, because I want that
it
to be
is.
The
it's
name
from
of my
books.google.com.
Oh, I need wine to celebrate.
It's an autobiography written by Michael Bishop.
Valerie
Who
Harper
better be a fat girl.
Is recovering, says co-star Sally Struthers, after she fell unconscious backstage when she ran out of muffins.
Now I want muffins. Al, bring me a beer,
do we
please.
Have any muffins? Oh, God.
Sometime during the I worked too much and I was also sick, it taped, and I watched it last night, and I have to tell you, I was kicking my feet giggling on the couch. I seriously was doing the Rosie O'Donnell with Martin Short as a guest, where I just lost all control and just started. You got to see the episode of Rosie O'Donnell. It's one of the first couple episodes. Martin Beaver, not Martin. Sip of the Sue Ellen drink.
Like
and
another.
I lose my
Do
mind.
Another.
Let's have another one.
You are now. It's Martin Beaver.
So Martin Short, big teeth. He gets Rosie O'Donnell laughing so hard that she's like just kicking her feet and squealing. And finally he tells her, like, don't you have to cut to a commercial or something? Isn't there anyone?
Nope.
But everyone on the set is laughing and they lose control of the show.
Nobody can do anything.
And it's back when it was the first season when it was live to be more organic.
Right.
And they completely lost a sponsor that
Martin
day. Because
Short on Rosie.
And I think it's like show number 2 or 3 and she just loses it. So that's pretty much it for entertainment.
Oh.
Are you kidding? All right.
Wow. Okay, well, that's all right. I wanted to get to Kat's segment and her what she needed to get out.
You got a segment?
She has this. The attempt with Kat Carlson.
I pretend to listen to your shit.
True story.
Valid points. The affiliates we're going over tonight.
All right, now I think this will be quick.
There.
Gently. Work.
So a very focused website called foodandwine.com. Decided to write an article and depict your favorite Democratic presidential candidates as sandwiches.
I'm hungry already.
Number one, Bernie Sanders is the bon mi. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's
bon ami. Good friend.
That'd be French, but it's not spelled like that.
Okay, then. I'm sorry.
Yeah. B-A-N-H-M-I. A little weird, a little unconventional, and a little spicy to many American tastes. Nobody took this peasant sandwich seriously when it first came on the scene. Now it seems you can't go anywhere without your insufferable hipster friends telling you why you just have to check it out. Moving right along, while Al Googles.
Uh-huh.
Not a metaphor.
Secretary Hillary Clinton is the Subway sandwich. This sandwich will change however it must to suit your interests. You want meatballs? It'll give you meatballs. You want teriyaki chicken? You got it. Don't like eating yoga mats? Gosh, sorry about that. Bread recipe? Changed. It may not be the best sandwich you've had, but hey, it's everywhere, and no matter what, you know you're going to get stuck ordering this one.
Ah. Also, does it measure up? Because, you know, for a while, their 6 inches weren't 6 inches, their 12s weren't 12s. Does she measure up?
Oh, we've all been in that situation.
Oh, yeah. Trust.
Just oh, I'm lay sorry. Them on Can a table. May I see your ruler, sir?
What are you? Did you
your
mean,
tape measure.
Did you mean millimeter?
Yeah, exactly. I feel we've gone metric.
Moving on to the candidates that we've never heard of before tonight. Lincoln Chaffee, foodandwine.com, has determined that he's the rep. After a change in diet, this one switched from bread to whole wheat tortilla years ago and never looked back.
Because he used to be Republican, right? He's
right.
The one that can't talk about
it. Used to be, yeah. Of course, it's worth mentioning that no one really considers a wrap a viable sandwich.
Mm-mm.
But good. Poor, I enjoy it.
It's a cold burrito.
I enjoy a wrap.
And I do. Chaffee. I'll eat them.
Jim Webb, and this is even more hilarious after listening to him in the debate, you know, whine and whine and whine about more time. He would be the egg salad sandwich. A good, solid, protein-rich sandwich served on good, solid white bread. Please, no pepper or mustard or even lettuce. That mayo is about as zesty as you can expect.
And the gas afterwards can clear a fucking... You know when you're in the presence of an egg salad sandwich fart. Because that thing will burn a house down.
Oh my.
That's a boner killer if ever there was one.
Boy... Howdy.
Boy, howdy.
I haven't had a good egg salad sandwich in a long time.
and please have them 2 days prior to the show.
So that there's no chance.
I don't want you to laugh and fart and have that all happen because we've all been there.
All right, I'm going to run through these so we can be done. Martin O'Malley.
There's only five candidates.
I know. I'm already tired. Run I'm already tired of this story.
Already.
Well, I'm going to hear what the last sandwich is.
Well, I know. There's two more. I got Martin O'Malley and I got Uncle Joe. So Martin O'Malley is the soft-shell crab, a Baltimore staple. This sandwich isn't as widely known as the others, and without a hard shell, the crab doesn't pose much of a challenge.
It's true.
And then Uncle Joe, the Joe Biden, is likened to the ramen burger. This sandwich is actually pretty fun and hip, but it's also seen as kind of a joke. We ordered this once, but only in addition to an actual
What's a ramen? I got to Google ramen burger.
Well, are you familiar with like the square of ramen?
Like ramen noodles?
Yeah, but I hope it doesn't have anything to do with
the taste
that.
Of,
so now they sandwich a burger in between some ramen, like mildly cooked ramen patty.
The taste of powdered chicken and poverty.
That is what poverty tastes like.
Ramen.
Yeah,
I can honestly tell you in my life I've never been poor enough to go down the ramen aisle.
Oh my god!
Oh, you've been down the aisle. You just didn't realize it
right,
was there.
I didn't peruse.
It's in the pasta section.
That's probably a horrible thing to say, and we probably lost some listeners. But honestly, like
that's all right. I'll get them back because there's an entire
even my fast food job back in the 80s kept me away from ramen because I could eat the fast food.
Oh right.
Well, sure.
Not better for you. Just
That is awful. Oh, so they're okay. Wait. Now in the picture that I'm looking at, they're using the ramen as the bun.
Right.
To get more sodium in their diet and less carbs.
Clearly.
Okay, now I might be back on board on that, because I was thinking you put two pieces of bread around a
ramen
piece of
noodles.
Ramen and wanted me to eat that shit.
Hard.
No. Salt and bread, okay.
Ramen, burger, and more ramen. Yum.
I made ramen tacos. Nope. Can't eat
still
that.
Still not on board.
Ramen tacos.
I can't accept
that
those two words
really
together.
Weird to me.
Can't accept that. Ramen tacos. I'm going to Google that shit, too.
Donald Trump is the open-faced ham sandwich. There's no bread covering up what's inside this sandwich, which can be a refreshing option to have on the menu. While some people think it comes with a little too much ham for their taste, a surprising number of folks would still consider ordering
too
this one.
Too much ham.
Too much ham. Anybody else you want to hear? Oh, Jeb. Jeb!
Jeb! Jeb!
Jeb is the leftover sandwich. It's practical and filling, but at the end, it's made up of ingredients from meals we've already had.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, I'm
good. It's entertaining.
No, I'm enjoying you, but now I moved on to the ramen taco on Instagram.
Wow, he's stuck on that now.
No.
Stuck
I have to vote no on this.
They're using ramen as a bread
as
product.
As a shell, yeah.
I feel like no.
Embrace your bread, people.
And I've actually been poor enough to eat ramen, and I'm going with no. Don't add it to things. Like, don't be proud. If you're just eating ramen to stay alive, then just do that.
Yeah, but don't embrace. It's like spam. You're going to send me your fun recipes for spam.
Unless you grew up on Guam, there's no reason.
Or Hawaii,
right. I knew a girl that grew up on Guam, so she was always trying to force spam down everybody's throat. And we're all like, no, we have real meat here.
We have animals we can kill right nearby.
There's actual bacon in the fridge. Like, cook that.
I don't avoid bacon because of religion. I avoid religion
because of bacon. Agreed.
Smart.
On board.
I mean, that's a pretty picture, Aaron, and I get it. Geek filter. I love it's called geek filter, but no.
Yeah.
I can't get on board. Harrison, do not take me to a ramen restaurant when I go to L.A. Because every time I go to L.A., we try something new. Mm-hmm. She's really good about taking me to like, the place that makes bacon into everything.
Yes.
But I feel like one day I'm going to end up at the ramen taco shop.
What if she slips bacon ramen into you?
All right, now you've said bacon, so we're back on board.
You know, and I am all about some squiggly noodles. Like, you can absolutely dress it up, but don't go down to Safeway and pick up the 17-cent brick of ramen and then go home and try and dress it up. Like, just admit you're poor.
You know, if you save a lot of those packets of hot sauce from Taco Bell.
Yeah. You can make a soup out of it. Yeah.
It can be spicy poverty.
Now, I want to say, for Aaron, now, from what I understand from my talking about spam with the locals in Hawaii, that a real Hawaiian pizza is pineapple and spam.
instead of the Canadian bacon, which is not real bacon.
No, because that because it is the meat of their people. Like, it is what they eat. That is what they put on it.
Sure.
They just wanted toppings that they had available. So, if I'm not mistaken, Spam is actually the right way to do a Hawaiian pizza.
I'm all about, like, whatever you got to do based on necessity. Like, if Spam is the only meat you got, then
maybe fry some that night we'll have a we'll have a Spamtacular show.
No, but.
Would that be a boner killer?
That'd be a boner killer. My dad, it was called potted meat or canned meat or some shit, and you had to use the twister thing to get it off, and it smelled like the cow walked 20 miles to die through a hot day, and you would spread it on bread with, like, and then you'd put Miracle Whip on top of it and put it in his lunch bag, and I could not breathe in through that entire, when I would make his lunch. Because we had to take turns either polishing my mom's work shoes or making, like, you had a job to do. We worked. We were workers. We were raised in my parents' house, but we were the indentured servants.
Like, okay.
We had to clean.
As children should be.
Yeah. But we had a job to do. You had to get them ready for work.
I got a show to do.
Yeah, I got a show to do, bitch. I got to put potted meat on white bread and try to sell it with a Barbra Streisand song. It was so vile. And he loved it. He would be excited for whatever day was potted meat day. And I was like... Children of the Depression. That's a fucked upness. They all should have been in
potted
therapy.
Potted meat day.
But he was very excited for whatever day that was, that was a sandwich. And somehow that always fell on me. I think my sister just couldn't. I think they would have.
She planned that.
It was
would have
just
actually
awful.
Vomited.
Let's make
and
Alfie
it was the
dinner.
Only time I ever thought anything bad about Miracle Whip, because that is God's chosen food. That's just tart and tangy and delicious. It's not mayonnaise. Don't get me wrong.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's its own special brand of, like, deliciousness. And I could eat it with a spoon in front of a TV and be happy with it. Maybe a Triscuit every once in a while for something
fantastic.
To crunch on. It's fantastic.
And super
so
gross.
As I get all judgy about your different meats and ramen, I would sit down to a bowl of
Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip and Triscuit.
The tangy, zesty taste of Miracle Whip.
Because when you bite into it, you're like, tangy and zesty.
Jeb! Whip!
Two former employees of a child daycare center have been charged with instigating fights among a dozen children ages 4 to 6, recording the incidents and calling them a fight club.
Wait.
Yeah, Erica Kenny, 22 years old, of Cranford, and Chase White, 28, were both charged with fourth-degree child abuse for the alleged fights at the Lightbridge Academy Daycare Center.
What were our ages?
22 and 28.
Months.
Oh, children?
The fight.
4 and 6.
How old was the fight? 28 years old. The fight had been going on forever.
It never started as children, continues to this day, postmenopausal.
I'm sorry. The leaders of Fight Club, Erica and Chase, are 22 and 28.
I don't know why that was so funny to me.
The members of Fight Club, 4 to 6.
Oh, so that's a good age for battle. This could get bloody.
Like,
yeah.
Right. That feels like Jersey Shore cockfighting to me.
It feels a little
I'm
bit.
I'm putting some money down.
Kicking and
on
slapping.
The toothless little 2-year-old.
Yeah,
toothless little bastard. Dance, monkey.
I got a 20 on the toothless toe head.
I got $5 on the biter. He hasn't been allowed in a play group in so long. He's angry. He's angry.
Double or nothing on the mama's boy. He's gonna crack at some point.
He's been called girly man for too long.
He can't stay in that fetal position forever. He's going to have to lash out.
Take your thumb out of your mouth. Fight!
Well, as it turns out, the fights were staged on at least one day in mid-August and recorded...
At least one.
At least.
And recorded on one of the cell phones and shared the video clips through Snapchat.
Oh, so they get instantly erased.
Right.
Ooh, that's almost smart.
Or instantly captured.
It's almost smart.
Almost smart, because Snapchat is not secure either.
No.
In the video clips, Kenny can be heard referencing the activity as Fight Club and quoting from the book and the movie of the same name and encouraging the children to engage each other physically. Approximately a dozen boys and girls at the daycare center can be seen in the video clips shoving each other to the ground and attempting to strike each other. I'm so sorry, but it's funny.
Oh, it is.
Can you just imagine? Like, I could just see them in their little, like, almost human feet and arms.
Almost human.
Cause I, no, and
in their little jumpers?
Yeah.
That snap at the crotch?
Oh, I do love a crotch snap and jumper.
That's a personal call.
Who doesn't?
That's what I'm saying.
Who doesn't? No,
the
like
last
that?
Time I had a crotch snap and jumper, let me tell you, I was happy as Larry.
This is actually
we
my
were nearly
favorite
married.
Kid age. As it turns out, like from 3 to 5 is my ideal kid range because they're almost people, but not enough.
With absolutely no filter.
Right, and no filter. Now, apparently, none of the children were seriously injured, which is good news. And allegedly, the assholes that were running the place no longer have jobs. A topless rights activist claims her circus career has suffered after she was body checked by a
once
cop.
A carny, always a carny.
She still cries every time she sees a tilt-a-whirl. You just have to read that all over.
I'm going to start that all over.
It's not connected to the elephants being retired, is it?
Oh, my God. No.
Okay, just was concerned.
No connection
She cries every time she sees a tilt-a-whirl. God damn it, that's funny.
Why are we talking about Molly Montgomery?
Oh, and a tube top.
What? She does cry every time she sees a tilt-a-whirl. Ask her. She doesn't listen anymore. A topless rights activist.
That's all my chewing. Yeah. Okay. Topless
rights. That's right. Yeah. Claims her circus career has suffered.
I can't. Okay, go ahead.
After she was body checked by a cop during a parking dispute.
Unbreakable. They alive.
Phoenix Feely, age 36. That's right.
Stop it.
Feely.
Alleges in a lawsuit that she suffered cop-inflicted injuries. Feely and, quote, a number of other people on East 12th Street between Avenues A and B were waiting for street cleaning to end so they could park their cars on the other side of the street, according to the Manhattan Federal Court. As Feely, a.k.a. Jill Caracco.
Oh, God. Okay, got it.
Waited around noon that day, a man on the block assaulted her with hot coffee, she said.
Awful.
Hot coffee.
Well, when you're topless, hot coffee hurts.
I think it's going to hurt.
Sure.
Put a shirt Feely, on, who notoriously called 16 days in a New Jersey jail for topless sunbathing a death sentence, alerted the police of the assault.
Hyperbolic much?
One officer was, quote, full of hostility and threatened to give Feely and those speaking up for her all parking tickets.
Oh.
The officer started writing Feely a ticket as she stood near her car and then asked her to move. When the flame-eating Feely asked why she needed to move, the officer, quote, violently and intentionally barreled into the plaintiff, causing her pain and injury.
Wait, she can swallow plans. A flaming sword, but bumping into a car is what sets her off.
Listen.
Topless.
Listen, she is a circus performer, so this has been affecting her work. She does trapeze and other circus activities.
Stop the violence.
Oh, my gosh.
The officer involved acted like a bully and a thug. He used unnecessary force on a woman much smaller than him, according to her attorney. He, like so many other of his many colleagues, need to learn how to keep their damn hands to themselves and control their anger.
They need some namaste, apparently.
Yeah.
Now, good call. Now, Phoenix Feely is a... we'll say her.
Can I find? Let's see if I can find a picture of Miss Feely.
All right.
You keep going. I'm going to look for Phoenix Feely.
She's a serial litigant, if you will.
I enjoy that.
Isn't that fun?
Namaste.
She won a $29,000 settlement from the city in 2007 following her allegations she was falsely arrested.
Dear God, I found her.
Of course you did.
How about that? I like that slip of the.
Feely also claimed in 2012 court papers that cops wrongly arrested her for putting a Got Vermont sticker on her co-op's front gate. She received $35,000 settlement from the city for that one. Serial litigant Phoenix Feely.
Serial litigant.
Seriously.
Got Vermont. Why does that come on a sticker?
I don't know. Well, you know, speaking of some back and forth and even just hinting on retaliatory garden lighting.
Yeah.
In Tribeca.
Which comes up more in conversation than you think it's going to.
It does happen. Tribeca.
In Tribeca, there's a woman using a strobe light and a disco ball to wage war on a neighbor's television.
Wow. Like
that's right. Nice. Angered by a bright flat screen television, a Tribeca woman has been shining bright strobe lights and a nightclub style disco ball into her neighbor's apartment, according to a lawsuit filed in Manhattan Civil Court. The passive aggressive tactic started shortly after her new neighbor moved into the building in December 2014. Sue Ellen Epstein is accused of waging, quote, a campaign of harassment.
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 Have we learned nothing?
Sure.
Oh, God.
Against Rich Mealy and his family. Mealy's lawsuit claims that Epstein was upset by the glare caused by his big screen television and demanded he close his blinds when it is in use. Mealy instead offered to pay for high-tech blinds to be installed in Epstein's apartment. An offer that she refused.
That's fair, though.
I agree. That's fair. Funny. That's funny. Look, that's I'm going to give you six-inch LED curtains.
You get the blinds. Right. I want to leave my shit open.
Right.
Sounds fair to me. According to court papers, what followed was an all-out illuminated assault.
The Illuminati.
The Illuminati of assault.
Mealy claims that Epstein installed a series of large, extra-bright spotlights against her window and shone them across their building's shaftway directly into his apartment.
So the shaft.
Shaftway.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The spotlights caused my entire living room to spectacularly fill with bright light every single night.
It's just ambiance.
Mealy went on to claim that Epstein went so far as to install timers on the spotlights so they would shine blinding light into his home, even when she was away on vacation. As the dispute progressed, Epstein also unleashed nightclub-like strobes and spinning colored lights.
I like both of these people.
Right? I think they're fun.
One of Epstein's weaponized lights is positioned to light up
weaponized lights.
Leading to Mealy's bathroom, he claims, exposing his two young children before and after their nightly baths.
Namaste.
There have been times when my daughter, being a three-year-old child, will emerge while still inside the bathroom in the doorway without any clothing after taking a bath and be exposed to anyone looking in the windows, including Epstein, as a direct result of the shining spotlights in my bathroom.
I have found for you all to enjoy an image of here's what I guess he's taking pictures of her lights. They look like this, coming into his apartment from across the shaftway.
Yeah, that is a lot.
God, that's
funny. I mean, it's saving his electric bill.
Yeah, good call. He can turn all his lights off.
But I do have to say, though, that, and you know, the high-def TVs, when that Target commercial comes on and it goes to
that white,
it's a lot.
That is blinding. Absolutely. Even I'm like, ooh, gotta close my eyes.
But it felt to me like the problem was solved when he says, you know what, why don't I offer you these nice blinds?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Seriously.
Here's another from a different angle. There's another shot of the
Jesus Christ.
Those are assault.
That's like Close Encounter shit.
The civil lawsuit demands merely that Epstein, who has run Tribeca Gymnastics Company Children's Tumbling for decades.
Oh, she should jump out the window.
Should shut off and remove the lights.
Oh my God. That's fantastic. That's a great story.
Everybody needs blinds. I mean,
well, no, right?
Why it's retaliatory garden lighting? Yeah, American edition.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know why you would live in an apartment and not have blind. I mean, I don't want anybody watching and looking.
It's shitty, petty people. Yeah. That's what. Yeah. Happens. Well, like, you just get shitty, petty people.
Yeah. Microaggressions. What was the word again? What was the phrase we liked about the
weaponized lighting?
Weaponized lighting.
And that truly is.
Harrison,
Jesus.
Just put that in there.
Weaponized lighting.
Well, I would like to play a rousing game. Can we get to rousing? That would be kind of cool. Of Mary Fuck Kill.
Yes.
I think we can have a lot of fun.
I feel like we should have theme music, but I don't know what it would be.
I gotta go find my presidential candidates.
Explain the rules for people that don't understand the game.
All right. Yeah. So you are going to go through and decide who you would marry, who you would fuck, and who you would kill.
All right. Start with the first three. Okay. Kat Carlson, you're first.
Fuck Scott Walker.
Hmm.
Well, because he's the cutest of all three.
Okay.
All right. I mean, I'm going to go marry Bush and kill Trump just because he needs to die.
Clayton McKean.
Yeah. I got no dog in this fight. You continue on.
What?
Because my care is so low right now in regards
that's
to the topic.
That's a fun game.
You're not playing? Right.
No, I'm not.
I'm going to grudge fuck Scott Walker.
You and I will play C.
Because of the ketchup.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to use ketchup as lube because I can afford it. So that way he thinks he's got a bloody rectum for a little while,
smart,
motherfucker.
Smart.
This is why I'm not playing. Because you're much better at this.
I'm going to marry Bush and make him be my maid because he speaks Spanish.
Wait. Oh, Jeb. Right. Jeb.
Jeb!
Okay.
He's got an exclamation
just
point.
Jeb! Oh, finally, I found the picture.
And then murder Trump.
Good.
I mean, in an ugly, horrible way. Murder him.
Yeah.
Second Amendment rights kind of murder.
Yeah. Round two.
Mm.
Hang on. It's coming to me.
Play in this one.
I think the Rubio will keep around for a while. Other than that, Carson.
Right, McKee's clearly going to fuck Rubio. So
yeah.
McKee. Yeah, but then you gotta marry one of the other two. So
wait, say the names again.
Oh no, I could marry
Carson, Cruz, Rubio.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to marry Carson for the same reason I'm marrying Carlton.
Just because the name
change. Sure. Right. Yeah. Super easy.
You don't want to change that monogram.
Right.
We're not buying new towels.
I'm not buying new luggage, so I'm going to marry Carson.
Even after the ketchup bloom, you're not going to buy new towels? That seems unfair.
No. I like my towels. They say KFC on all of them. Cat fucking Carlson.
And they are finger looking good.
Oddly. I like that.
All right. Yeah. Marry Carson for convenience.
And medical benefits, I'm thinking.
Brain surgery at the least. You're right. Like free brain surgery.
Sure.
Fuck yeah.
Lobotomies are two for one.
That's yeah.
We're going to kill Cruz and fuck Rubio.
Huh?
I'm going to fuck Carson because he says you can get gay in prison.
Oh, all right.
And I'm going to use ketchup as lube so he thinks he's got a bleeding asshole, too.
Clearly, because that shit is funny.
I hate that slow-talking motherfucker.
That shit is funny.
Yeah, like, speed that shit up. Yeah. Put the needle in your brain to work make you talk out. Faster. Mm-hmm. Hate fucking slow talkers. I'm going to marry Rubio.
Oh.
Because he sweats like a pig and he's always thirsty, but he's kind of cute.
Only when he's on
only
TV.
Only when he's nervous.
And yeah. Cruz, I want to run him over and then just keep backing up. You know what I mean?
Killing Cruz. Very good.
Yeah. Because my family would be happy because they don't like Canadians, so.
Good work.
I'd kill Cruz in a fucking heartbeat.
I like this game.
Like, that
next?
Would be. Yeah, I know. So easy.
Good to. All right. I'm not ready for my next round.
Right. Huckabee, Paul, and Kasich.
Kill Huckabee.
Okay. I couldn't
marry
fuck
Kasich
Paul.
And fuck Paul because then it's done once. Oh. And the ketchup loop is really
that curly haired little motherfucker.
Yeah, that little rat
weasel looking thing. He's like Feivel.
I know, but what are my options? What
except
my
Feivel
options?
Is cute and probably a Democrat.
I don't want to live with Feivel forever.
No,
and or
true.
Until I secretly murder him for the
and you have to kill Huckabee. I mean, I really can't.
Huckabee, no. Yeah. We're fucking Huckabee in the ass till he cries like a girl. You know what I mean?
With the ketchup loop.
Right. While playing Survivor.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna make him read the Bible while I butt fuck him.
Here's your Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
Actually,
look right
new song,
at it.
New song. We'd be playing High on You.
I mean, we'd be playing Deliverance with Huckabee. Right. You know what I mean?
Here's your banjo.
Here's your banjo.
I think I'm taking fuck a different way than the rest of everybody.
I feel like if canoe. I was playing offense in the fuck category versus the natural defense, then maybe my answers are different.
It's kind of like the joke about when you fuck a hamster. Girls don't really get it because they're, you know, they're going the wrong way.
Right.
Why do you masking tape a hamster so it doesn't explode when you fuck it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I get it.
It's funnier to guys than it is to girls because you know what you're doing to the hamster.
Sure.
Okay, so Huckabee went down Deliverance style.
Next time we play this game, I'm playing offense.
There you go.
Or with the hamster. I'm not sure which one.
I'm murdering Paul and I want to watch him decompose and see how long that wig stays good.
Seriously.
Is that a light conditioner?
Yeah. Good call.
And then I'm going to marry Kasich because he's actually a fucking normal guy.
Yeah, he's not too bad.
Yeah, he's the I'd keep him around.
Okay, so Jindal, the girl.
Fiorina.
And Christy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Son of a.
Can you just take Christy to dinner?
No.
I can't afford that.
We can afford ketchup.
It's bad enough watching Huckabee put on all the weight. He gets fatter every time you see him.
Oh,
he has not found solace in the Lord. I don't mean to judge.
Actually, he's just full of hot air.
But he found second helpings.
Yeah, he did. He didn't find solace with the Lord.
Is that a buffet line?
But he did find a banquet. It's the fanciest of all the dinner parties.
All you can eat. You get a fresh plate.
I've been watching the Goldbergs and all my downtime lately. Mom, a banquet. It's the fanciest of all the dinner parties. I know.
Good gosh.
Good times. Okay.
I wonder how this is going to sound.
I can't resist Yoo-hoo. It literally beckons.
I never understood Yoo-hoo.
I don't get into it, but that joke is so funny.
That is really funny.
I can't resist Yoo-hoo. It literally beckons.
All right, we got to finish this game.
Hurry.
I'm
going
to say. You didn't even play.
I know, but I'm already tired of the game.
You didn't play. All right. I'm going to marry the girl because, stereotype.
Well, you're not going to need birth control or abortions between the two of you, so you're good there.
Legit.
Yeah.
So that saves a lot of arguments.
Yeah, a lot of arguments there.
Right. So marry the girl.
Just don't let her near your money because she drives everybody to bankruptcy.
kill Christy because I just can't stand to fuck him. And fuck the other guy.
Oh, you're going to let Jindal all up inside you?
Maybe, or maybe I'll play offense today. You don't know. I changed teams.
Hey, he's from Louisiana. Maybe he'll smell like gumbo.
All right.
Smell like something.
I'm going to have to kill Christy because I can't afford to feed him.
Yeah, but, and to think of the fuel for wintertime heat. You could just burn him and use him as fuel.
Lover goes a long way.
Hannibal Lecter.
I'm going to marry Fiorina because I want her to be a subjective housewife. Like I want her to be a good
pregnant.
And never open her mouth again. We're going to go all biblical on that.
I like it.
And then we're going to fuck Bobby Jindal till he tells me his real name.
Same.
Because now you know as well as I do that he got Bobby from the Brady Bunch. He's Indian.
Oh, yeah. So his name is unpronounceable.
We have truly saved the best for last, but it isn't time for thoughtful vulgarity yet. For the moment, go make yourself a cup of Sanka during this fourth and final dance break.
Goddamn, how much longer do you think we have in this show?
And now, we dance. Quite probably not Q-Talk America, proudly presents a segment never before heard on the show with Clayton McKee. It's everything that, well, didn't fit anywhere else. We call it, rapid, fire, ridiculousness.
I was taken out of context, everyone's favorite.
To dream the impossible dream, the impossibly.
God, I haven't even drank a whole bottle of wine. I must be funny.
When you listen to the second half of the show, it's pretty funny.
I don't know that I've ever been more uncomfortable.
Everyone drink.
You ever try to run a podcast? I'll just shut all your mics off and do the show alone.
Okay.
We'll be out of here by 9 o'clock.
I'll finish all this.
But I do have to interrupt you one more time. Children were trampled in your son?
I tried to tell you.
I didn't hear the happy ending. No. I would tell my kids, you're smarter than this. Walk away. No. Find something else to do.
I agree.
Do paramedics just stand by outside?
Yeah. They should, because there was no healthy people there. So it was fries smothered in gravy and sausage and what was that other goodness?
Barbecue mac and cheese.
Yeah. We had mac and cheese covered in smoked pork. Oh. So it was smoky, fancy cheese goodness that made your mouth tingle in all the right places.
Mm-hmm. I'm not
and
mad about that.
And then at the end of our meal, our dessert was...
I started eating Dairy Queen and I haven't stopped.
I know that you're on bed rest, but have you figured out how to get from the bed to the SUV to the drive-thru of Dairy Queen and back safely? Or do you have
It's like something it's like the one thing I do. Like, I
don't need the house. Am I high in that story?
You could be.
Then I'll allow it. All right.
Well, that was fun. We'll stay gay.
Do we do anything else on this show?
Let's just stay in the gay mode. Let's be queer.
Just raise your hand. Who would ever go to a site for porn called X-Amster? No.
Well, feel free, because we have good
But now
right
that
here.
I know that it's porn, now I'm worried about what kind of porn.
It's not hamster porn.
Yeah. But it's going to stay in the back of my mind.
Their spokesperson is not Richard Gere. I'm just
letting you know. I'm enjoying a relaxing moment in the bathroom with my laptop.
With your new brushed nickel faucet.
With my new brushed nickel faucet.
And I watched porn, right? Because, like, everyone watches porn, and it's fine. And I, like, didn't know what I was supposed to do outside of, like, watching porn. So I remember I was having sex with someone, and I was doing weird porn noises, and he actually told me to stop.
That's fair.
Let's talk about, I think I only have a single subject section.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
No, nothing.
Let's talk about you and me.
Nothing nearly
Let's
so fun.
Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. All
right.
And I will also say the DJ who was responsible for it,
his name is
DJ Artform, who did get fired, but he is pretty hot, and I think that's always a consideration. Whenever you're trying to decide where you fall, he's hot.
Dear Diary.
That is not happening.
Today, I made a bad decision, but I met some firemen, preceded by a hashtag.
No. Or if we cooked that fucking rabbit, you know what I mean? If we chased him down the bunny trail and skewered that motherfucker.
Why are you so angry?
I hate, this holiday makes no sense to me. If somebody puts a peep in my face again, I'm going to shove it up their ass.
Have the lamb stop screaming, Nero?
I bamboozled that. I don't even know what the word is anymore. I can't even remember. Bamburgle?
Rum-chata.
Rum-chata. Ram-burglar.
The best part is whenever I hear rum-chata, to this day,
I think of the Amish.
I think that's what the Amish do when they go on their little leave of absence.
And features a series of anthropomorphized. I can't. I tried that. I practiced that last week, and now it went. We'll have to look that up. Google that.
Choctawhatchee Bay.
Sure. Oh, very good. Very good.
I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, I'm going to get
it. It feels very Floridian.
And former board member Lyle Kinchlahoy. I don't know if I could, it's European.
Okay. There's plenty of interesting experimentation happening in photography.
Photography?
Oh.
Don't even remember what it's called.
That's good.
I just kept thinking you got to ring them bells. Every time I heard that, I kept thinking that.
Ring my bell.
Oh gosh.
We're not getting that for that one.
No
one's gonna recognize that song.
Yeah,
that's like Celebration by Kool and the Bang on bagpipes. You're not gonna know that.
Let the computer scrub it for that song.
I thought Marmite in Florida was Marnie under some weird name.
But it is not. She wants to make sure you know how to say her name. It's Ryer.
It's Reiner.
No, she says it.
I thought she said Paula Houston. I'm like, have you already forgotten her name, Mariah? Her name was Whitney. Have some respect.
Paula Houston.
Oh, I give up now. Uh-uh. Chachanagasso province east of Bangkok.
Up and out of Uguizawa.
I pronounced several of the letters. And we haven't even talked about Kanye running for president in 2020.
Oh, Conway and Taylor Swift. It's the Conway Swift ticket.
Conway.
Kanye Conway.
Thanks, Elma Fudd.
Fuck you.
We need somebody to post about it on Twitty.
On Twitty.
Yahtzee! How's that for a fucking segue?
Easter is the Natalie Cole of holidays to me.
Apparently. I missed you like crazy!
It's very loud where you are.
Are you taking a Zumba class?
It's been personal all day.
I may steal the Clayton McKee bobblehead and go on it.
Wow, there's that.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Kat, can you hold it up. Can you hold that up in front of camera two right up there? Camera two's right there. See what you can... Oh, look at that. That is fantastic. Do it again. Okay. Oh my God. That's the funniest thing.
That's amazing.
On the show tonight. Dot could. I thought Dot was a girl, but Dot.
How exactly do you make duck sauce? Is it out of actual ducks?
It's a fantastic. We need to find that out.
If so, is that a thing that could still happen? Just
probably
asking for a friend.
I'm right on it, Rose.
Two things. One, I would be willing to believe that. And two, here's why.
Well, I don't know if it works in the lesbanian community, but for an older gay, the new cloak of invisibility is the most fun thing to play. So I can, like, steal all the dips. You know what I mean?
I like how he's focusing on food.
I need a better ambassador to Indian food. Because the only time I've ever gone was with a bunch of people who were vegetarians.
Right.
So they were, like... we just ate sauce with dip. Right. I was like, what?
Well, and
is there food coming?
Like, so not
for
like
those of you unfamiliar with where Kat works, let's take a live shot. That's the cobalt right now. There's cobalt. It looks just like normal. Okay, there's
looks
that.
Nice.
Very nice cobalt.
It's very
Thank
busy.
You. Very busy.
I'm glad we installed that camera.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
I can't get any other fucking camera to work, but that one is fantastic.
Da-da-da. Drama ensues. And Jodie Watley. Jodie Foster.
Jodie Watley. Is she looking for a new love?
Yeah, because she works at Q-Talk. She hits that gas button. Now she's Chocolate Thunder, Jodie Watley in Summersby. True story of the Civil War.
I'm not even sure what's happening at this point.
For some reason, all black people are interchangeable.
Nonetheless.
Because of the burning sensation.
The rails are here.
Shake a little, shake a little.
The show is here.
You know what we need? Rails? Would be more fun.
Coffee. Dr. Pretzels. They need no. coffee.
We what? Need a little sea salt.
Sea salt.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then they'd be caramel.
Fucking white people
no.
Need sea salt.
We'll get it. Fuck, we'll, I know. We'll work that
up. Why not just add pumpkin spice latte to it?
Remember back
green screen. Well, I can't reach that far because that's not my shot.
And this is where I get my arm amputated.
It's been a while since you've been here, it seems like, Kat. Do you remember how television works?
Show me where Maine is again. I missed that.
Maine.
The best part is it's out of her screenshot.
The best that's part the is best. I did it in the kitchen. I showed the viewers in the kitchen where Maine was.
I should have turned on the kitchen cam.
Flo Rida.
Flo Rida.
Speaking of lowlifes.
Segway City.
Oh, my God. Cream cheese.
Yeah. I would also like to say that Clayton McKee often has no fucking idea what's going on in either the chat room or in this room. So I just want you to know.
That's really true.
Do not lean on me for any sort of validation.
The opinions expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the show.
And Clayton often does not have an opinion on the show.
With our counterpoint segment tonight, Kat Carlson. And she wonders why at Home Depot they confuse her with a man.
That shit, I don't wonder.
Sir?
I've never wondered that. I look in the mirror every day. It amuses me.
Oh, yeah.
It entertains me to no end, especially how offended that other people get when they misgender me.
Yeah.
And then realize their problem, and then they're offended.
Every fucking day at work. And people are like, uh-huh. And they're like, did they call you Val? Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
So you can just hear it on the phone. Hi, Val. Hi.
How is it to explain when you answer the phone at work?
It's like 11C, this is Al. Hi, Val.
I like Val. I think it's fitting.
I do, too.
I hear she's nice.
I have never once corrected someone. We've interrupted the story like 19 times.
And yet?
Have you met you?
But no.
But we're not interrupting the story.
20! Yeah. It's on first.
This Friday.
Mahatma Gandhi. Jackal. Is it a jackal?
Two turtle doves.
No, he really didn't need them. When they called him...
And then, Jackal. Because the internet was invented for porn and then cats.
Well, stop, man.
Oh my God, I was told there'd be no math.
Where are all the unsolicited dick pics? But you know what? Two things.
Unbreakable.
Florida!
Oh my God, Al's got a phone call. Very busy.
I really, not that I want to, like, tell the Catholics what to do, but I think
they told us what to do for such a long time.
Yeah, for a long time.
Come
might
on,
be time to listen for a second. Yep. Frank, nuns live in poverty while the other one gets a Pope mobile. You know what I mean? Fuck you.
I want a Pope mobile. Can we build some stuff?
Oh yeah.
Can we build the Q Talk America Pope mobile?
I would be in it every day. Is it air conditioned? Wait.
Well, we can only use it in the winter.
Oh, okay.
Let's make it a winter vehicle.
It's a nice
put
vent.
A fan.
Good night.
It's a nice good night vent. Brand.
Can we put it in the like the bed of the S10? Can it be like removable and we just put it up there for parades and stuff?
Yeah.
The Pope mobile, right? And Al and I stand in the back and
wave to the various peoples.
Wouldn't that be a great gay pride entry?
Throw out sundries to
the parade entry.
Yeah,
I'm writing it down.
But you can't be in it at that point because you have to be at stage two.
I guess that leaves me in the Pope mobile. I just became the Pope.
Wow.
Shortest election in history. Where's the...
No smoke.
Where's
no.
the white fucking smoke?
All right. Speaking of forget about it.
Segway
City. One of these neighbors says...
I love it. Jendy says... Jendy. Jenny says... Jendy. It's our new gender doll, Jendy.
Show me on the gender where you were touched.
Show me on the gender doll where you'd like me to touch you. So I know I have your consent. I had set up an appointment with a Girl Scout that I found online. That sounds wrong.
Wow.
To buy her cookies.
It's getting worse.
Hopefully as I'm digging, I'll find Nat King Cole.
PTS
this wine is delicious, by the way. I can't wait to sit. Sure. Can't believe I drank a portion of it last night.
Yeah,
we got to go to the all-white Safeway and get more.
But you can do it early in the daytime.
Yeah, exactly. Remember what time?
No.
Where are we?
32nd Street in Calabash.
Oh, God, totally.
You live right around the corner from Fry's.
Yeah, I know,
so that's why
I
go to Safeway.
Yeah, exactly. And El Zapo or whatever it's called, El Centro. What's that store?
That's called fucking Super, and I'm not
Super.
Going.
Super. Oh, I'd go there.
Well, of course you would.
Yeah, you're on a dating app. Yeah. She's trying to buy food.
I'm looking for produce.
Actually, I'm trying to buy produce.
They're both delightful.
Kentucky Derby Christmas. That's what you should call Easter.
Jeb.
I almost forgot his name. I was listening back to a show where you guys let me say that Henry Fonda invented
the car,
the assembly line, and not one of you fuckers corrected me.
No.
When I said Henry Fonda, star of The Grapes of Wrath, in his spare time made Model T Fords. And I listened to it with this pregnant pause of like, someone's going to chime in.
Nope.
It was like Fox News at that point. I believe it was Henry Fonda, Elizabeth. Didn't you guys recommend?
What?
Was it you guys that recommended the Ellen DeGeneres?
Do you do another show weekly with somebody else? Or
I don't know.
Getting confused?
I've been talking to a lot of people with liquor this week, so I feel like the show has not stopped in 7 days. Oh, now Joe D, now we do have to give a shout out to the Ultimate Fries. The fries at Tatum and Shea, I got trashed at a grocery store. It's kind of like the internet. If it's not in that fries, it doesn't exist.
It's a fries marketplace.
Oh, delightful.
So it's got all the fanciest, got everything.
Yeah, I like all that stuff. Yeah.
It's like La Placa in Athens.
I don't ever want you to say La Placa again, because it doesn't even sound like somewhere I'd want to go.
It sounds like something you do to ducks.
Yeah. It sounds like something at the dentist
when they're about 6 weeks old and just tender.
Yeah.
After you ram burgle,
I'm gonna La Placa that duck.
After I ram burgle the fuck out of that quacker.
I'd like your chicken La Placa, please.
What's for dinner, Daisy?
So honest to God,
cover the duck's ears
and those fucking peeps. Those are just shit candy. That is shit.
My favorite meme.
I'm
so angry.
My favorite meme this year.
Have you put one of those things in your mouth?
No, I don't want one.
It makes you hate Jesus.
Oh, no.
Wild Kingdom.
HTTP Colin.
Huh?
It's like a genocide of fowl over there.
Yeah, I know. I drove the one block and realized, like, I should not be behind the wheels of a car. So I pulled into the Fry's superstore. And I seriously spent 3 drunk hours wandering around the place. And they have like a little like wine tasting section, and I just got drunker. And then they have like a cheese bar. What? I don't know how we've missed this on previous years, but this holiday needs a PR person.
Well, it's not you.
Spoiler alert.
Right.
Wow.
So tonight I had to go to a viewing, a wake. Right?
Okay.
Now, a lot of people, and I honestly was curious about this because my own partner had never been to one and had no idea what the fuck it was that she was going to, had no idea. So we're on our way. I have never laughed so hard on the way to a wake.
Yeah.
Because she's like, wait a minute, where are we going? Why did they call it a wake? Why isn't it a dead? Well, you know, basically, like, I'm trying to give her an idea, and everything that kept spilling out of my mouth became even funnier. I said, you know, you go the night before, typically before a funeral, and it's like the viewing, if you will. She's like, so you stare at a dead person?
This time it's personal. For crying out loud.
You don't even understand the problem. Oh, I lost an entire day to emergency kittens on Twitter. Is it the one where he's chasing the duck?
No, he's just in the kitchen with the woman. There's the sound of the Roomba.
I'm worried about both of you at this point.
And the cat, it just turns, and the cat stays.
No, I have to go quick.
Goes to the
link.
Other wall, and it bumps it. Watch the cat. Boom. Turn. That fucking cracks me up.
It's been beautifully remodeled and redone, but yes, that is the beautiful Como restaurant on Pine Avenue. In the Italian section. I like that there's an Italian section to an almost entirely Italian town.
So now, what did you call that? The wake?
Yeah, we call it the funeral restaurant, the wake restaurant.
The funeral restaurant, the wake restaurant. That's it.
So, a favorite restaurant of my family's. That's why we go there when people die. But they also sell that Italian version of egg drop soup, which I never remember what it's really called.
The meatball wedding, soup?
No, it starts with an S. It's something with an S.
One of those what do they call them? The new quesaritas?
Spicy food.
It was a fight over crab's legs.
Potato.
Should I dust it with cinnamon?
Spaghetti.
Funyuns!
You have 45 days to find a mate, or you will be turned into a lobster. It would have been better with bugles. It would have been more.
I know. Bugles.
Circle K didn't have any bugles.
Yeah, that's okay.
But remember, they're a rare bread indeed.
They got a 60 ounce Bud Light, though. Jesus Christ. Look at that motherfucker.
It does look like 60. It says 40, but I'm skeptical. It's a 40.
I don't recognize it without the brown paper sack. I've got nuts in a box.
We're fine.
We're fine.
Do you want to put your dick in a box? Where have I heard that before?
Listen, Val.
Hence why. No. But the best one is the one chasing the duck. Like, you then have to go click on the one where he's chasing the duck, because that's
It's the next thing that you took. Now this is riveting radio.
Oh wait, I have to look at that. I haven't seen that one.
Oh my god, you haven't seen the one where he's chasing the duck? It's amazing. God.
Okay, now I could see being delighted by that for a while.
Oh, according to this, that little son of a bitch cleans well. Oh, I gotta get me a iBot Roomba.
Stracciatella. She tells me, like, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go to the Como and pick up some food for us. What do you want? And she's like, well, I want some of the egg drop soup. And I'm like, all right, bitch. Now you have Alzheimer's. It's an Italian restaurant. Where are you getting this egg drop soup from? And so I get to the place, and the lady's talking to me. She's like, oh, Alfie, you're back in town, blah, blah, blah. Is anybody dead? And I'm like, not yet. And just enjoying your food while everyone's still alive.
Right.
And so I'm like, funny story. You know, my mother wants egg drop soup. She's like, oh, I'll get you a bowl of that. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, there's the duck. It looks like... There he goes.
I like that you turn it up like the duck or the cat are going to do something.
I just want you to know that
they
don't say
anything. No, they say nothing.
But I like how much you like the gentle sound of any kind of vacuum cleaner, that you turn that up as if it was stimulating for others.
And still cracks me up to tears. Like, it's still hilarious.
Yeah.
I may not have a whole lot of excitement in my life these days.
Well, I mean, it's a cat, a shark, and a duck.
I'm saying, how do you go wrong? In a vacuum.
Why would you ever get out of bed when that kind of entertainment's available?
Well, unless you have to save the duck from the
on a portable device.
Portable.
We got to get medical marijuana for both of you, because I feel like you're not experiencing this all the way through.
I feel like this would be amazing high, right?
If you're this amused by cats riding Roombas,
cat photos,
you may be our target audience.
A meme maker app and a friend to text them to is all I need on a Saturday afternoon.
Aaron from LA says in the chat room, listening to other people watch YouTube cat videos, the epitome of great radio.
Yeah, I said it out loud like 2 minutes ago.
I didn't hear you.
It's a true story.
Because I was watching cat videos. Sorry. Aaron,
my favorite is that you turned up the sound.
Aaron, I have one thing to say to you. Get on board or get out.
Yeah. Say it or play it.
Say it or play it. We got 28 more minutes to fill, and then somewhere in there we're going to do this thoughtless vulgarity.
Right. Thoughtless.
All right.
Because you know at home how well it goes when important questions come up several hours after alcohol has been served. Politics, religion, why not? What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? Good luck. I don't like that version.
It's the same version.
Is it? It sounds weird.
Yeah, same. It sounded a little.
There's an echo
slower,
that I'm not sure where it's coming from, actually, but there's the exact same one I've been playing since
that one seems
made this February 17th of this year.
Oh, but it's not the original one.
No, no, that's the same.
I always prefer the 90-minute one too.
Yeah, the 90 minutes. I like my timing.
Well, I can go back to that.
I'm going to stroke my. I'm going to Aer Lingus my own dick on this one.
We can go back to the original.
We only Aer Lingus once.
I like it.
And now, thoughtful vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
For the record, we have not collectively been fucked up drunk in quite some time on this show. So I think season 5.
That's a good
one.
In the early part of season 5, we need to kick off an evening and have a full one. Just so you know. All right.
Have a full one.
Tune in season 5, August.
I think we should make daiquiris.
Could more moonshine. Got it. All right. Alfie, what's our question?
Anand asks, what have each of us learned from our 199 episodes of this mobile feast?
What have we learned?
Huh. to not drink as much. Yeah, I'm going to say that that's actually a very true statement.
I can't believe you learned that here.
I did.
You hadn't learned that from like...
Oh, no. That, no, you...
From other fine experiences that we've heard about?
No, there were many fine experiences that should have led me down that road.
But nope, this is the one that did it.
But a weekly drinking excursion was the one.
Yeah, you realize that that sometimes it gets, you know, when it's very exciting and, you know, you can swear. Well, I have continued the swearing.
Yeah.
You know, it's very exciting that you can just... curse ad nauseum and go at it and nobody cares and nobody can slap you in the hand for it, but the cocktailing had gotten a bit much, and so anyway, it's just, it's fun to be able to come every couple of weeks and remember
and relive past mistakes
and be able to exactly yes.
I can't believe I used to do this with like chugging vodka.
Yeah,
like, ooh.
Oh yeah.
Those were good shows.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I know, so, the vodka god.
Ultimate vodka. Ask for it by name.
Oh, yes.
Like 28 shows where that was the whole tagline.
Oh, the pictures of him holding the little mini bottles. Yeah, got those too.
That vodka has not treated me badly yet, but you just can't find good vodka. Like every bar has shitty vodka.
I knew I should have.
Durant still carries it. It's the only place.
I should have stolen that dusty bottle for you a long time ago. Damn.
There's a new vodka that just showed up at Stacy's that they were pushed on somebody. It's an. I thought it was funny to call it an organic vodka. It's called Prairie.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
There's organic vodkas out there. But there's a couple of them.
How is it not organic anyway? Well, it's fermented and it's made out of potatoes.
No. But the potatoes that it comes from, or the grains that it comes from, are organic. Like, that's where you get the organic.
Oh, they're like not all Monsanto'd up.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
The ingredients that go into it.
All right.
And if I remember correctly, the ultimate is half grain, half potato, and it's like. Seven times distilled, and it tastes like water.
Prairie is, according to what I overheard, it's half corn, half potato.
Interesting.
But I didn't sample it. He was pushing it on somebody else, and I just happened to see it.
Oh, in that place in upstate New York where we go to, not upstate, in the Finger Lakes, where we...
That's why you did this.
Where we go wine tasting.
Finger Lakes.
Where we go do the wine tasting, they have the... they have a distillery, so when you're sick of wine, you can go to a distillery, and they have a corn whiskey that is just delicious. I never thought it would... Dusty bottle.
Those horrible steamers.
While I was a frequent listener, I also worked at the cash, and there was a dusty bottle like at the bottom back of a cabinet of Ultimate Vodka, and I would look at it every week as I was doing the inventory, and I'd be like... Nobody's going to miss this. Yeah. I should just grab that for Al.
Right, right.
And I just never did, and I didn't about it as I was storming out the day that I stormed out. Right. I should have gone and stolen
it. And this is all I need.
Yeah.
You should have huffed your way back in there.
Here's my keys, and this is for Al. I'll see you the fuck later.
Cat out! Namaste, motherfucker!
Namaste.
That's good.
That would have been a really good exercise.
Aaron, that's funny. I thought the same thing. Yeah. Dusty bottle sounds like a drag name.
There's your drag name.
All right, I'm going to be a bit of a narcissist, and I'm going to say that I learned that I don't mind the sound of my own voice.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people in a recording will hear themselves back and be like, freak out. No, that's not okay. But no, I listen back to shows that I've actually been in, and
you've actually been in shows?
Well, sure.
Wow.
Yeah. And I listen to shows that I haven't been in. Yeah.
Waka waka.
Uh-huh.
I don't have that adverse reaction to my speaking voice. My singing voice, on the other hand, still needs work. Thanks to that fucking Sing app.
Oh.
It's the worst.
I got to get drunk and play with that Sing app sometime.
You've got to try it.
Because my neighbors
fantastic.
Have been requesting it.
To listen to something else? Can we listen to anything else?
Well, somebody said, why don't you put on headphones? I'm like, why? So my neighbors have to listen to me sing unaccompanied?
The best part of the Sing app is awesome. That's what you do. You put on headphones, and so it feeds the accompaniment into you, and then through the mic.
But
on
they
you.
Don't get to hear it.
Right, so you're the people in the room that where it happens. Yeah. Don't,
I don't want to be in the room.
Don't get to hear it. Right, so you put on mic'd headphones that come with your iPhone or your, you know,
it
whatever,
just came to me.
And you sing into it.
If you're singing with headphones and they can't hear the background and the music going with you, you're singing Al Capella.
That was hard on all of us.
That was hard on everybody, yeah. I waited for like 35 seconds to let that one out.
Clayton McKee, what have you learned in 199 shows?
I'm gonna agree with what one thing Joe said. The laughter that we've done over all of these shows in this 4 years, some shows obviously better than others. Some are more memorable than others. Not just because of the quality of the show.
Some alcohol induced.
Yes. The laughter, it's healing. It's fun. It's a great escape. That's been a great thing. The other thing that I guess I've learned that it's very interesting, and I know we've talked about this before. The people like the Anants, the Aminas, the what was his Richard from? Not Richard. The gentleman from
Quebec
from Canada.
No. Yeah, but no. Who's the one that lives in Kentucky?
Oh, Tennessee.
Tennessee. Tyler
from Tennessee.
So all of those.
He made a couple too many southern.
I know.
Southern jokes.
So what's amazing to me with all of that is, again, it's shocking to me that four people sitting in Phoenix, Arizona, can strike a chord with somebody all the way around the world that we've never interacted with other than that screen of a chat room and maybe Facebook on some of them, but it's just astounding to me that. We strike a chord and bring what I'm going to assume is joy and frustration all in one package to all of these people, and I just it's amazing to me that from somebody who I who started a broadcasting career at a real radio station, then figured out that this is possible with a couple iPods and a recording device, and well, then we graduated up to video, and then inflicted visual on everybody, which I still apologize for. But thank you.
Me too.
Yeah, sorry about
but
that.
I just have learned again. It's the joy of laughter and how much fun it just every week you come in, and I will admit though, there are some weeks I'm like I just I'm not up for the show. Mm-hmm. I'm not, and then I'm like. You get over that, and you're like, "Oh, we're good, we go."
And really, then when you go to leave, you stay here.
I most often say because I live here. Yes,
but when I go to leave on days that it might be like that, I'm like, "Oh my god, that was so much fun!" Like, or chuckle on the way home about something,
and you forget about all the other shit that's gone on, or you try to. Some of it just lingers with you, regardless. But I mean, it's like I know for you because I know you have been through a lot of shit at the restaurant at times, and sometimes just coming here with that bottle and just sitting for 3 hours and laughing is the best therapy you can get.
Oh yeah, and it's the one day that they know that I'm not coming to work. Like I have the one day reprieve from them that they can't. And they really don't ask. Every once in a while, I'll get a, "Would you mind drinking coffee and coming in?" I think I've maybe done it twice in 4 years. Right, I've gotten in at like midnight because they're like, you can have fun on coffee. Like we've worked with you, coffee's okay.
I love the fact that Anant said that he is one of the coolest and most well informed among his friends now.
Because of us?
Nice.
Wow, your friends are really on the low end of this information spectrum.
I know, but God bless them. God bless them. That's
but
great,
hey, good,
Anant.
Good
I
on
love
Anant.
It.
Yeah.
I love it.
But yeah, that's it's amazing.
Well, and how many different things do we talk about? I mean, there's couch fucking. There's
sure.
I mean, there's always some kind of weird shit like that we come up with.
Somebody made a comment to me. I forget where I was.
Zebras cross the road in Kenya.
Like, somebody made a comment about. Well, is it a gay podcast? And I'm like, well, yes, we all are. But I'm like, we talk about everything. It's not just. It's not all that, but we hit everything. I mean, Hamilton's not a gay thing.
But it's with a gay slant.
I mean,
with a gay slant. There's a gay slant.
I get that, but I'm saying political. It's not all, it's just, a lot of it's just common sense. Like, we ripped about the polling here in Arizona back when the primary happened. Was it in March?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like we talk about everything. It's not just about a gay agenda or...
Right,
that. But we skew a little gay. I get that.
It's not that defined. It's not that narrow. But I was describing the show to someone, and I think one of the things that...
Challenging came to mind?
No, one of the things that makes this show gel so well is I think that everyone that sits at this table has a very similar perspective. Like, the Phoenix gay community is very unique nationally in how it's made up and how close we are and how...
Yeah.
How tight-knit the gay community really is here. You know, and how, and the longevity that personalities have in this gay community. There's not a lot of turnover. There's not a lot of changing of the guard, if you will. Sure. You know what I mean? Like, we've all been around for as long as we've been around, and we know 100 other people that have been around, in similar roles and in similar levels. So there's a constancy and a consistency. Sure. That's the one that's
constancy.
Constancy. I was
consistency.
Weaponized there's constancy.
There's a constance and consistency to our community, and we all come from a very similar perspective from within that community. So this show
kind of looks out the same way. Yeah.
Right. We all have a very similar perspective and a very similar outlook from our place in the community and therefore our place in the world. And I think a lot of that consistency really kind of drives the message of the show.
Sure.
In a way that's really hard to describe if you're not in the room where it happens.
Yeah. And I've always said it works better when there's four of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the three is fun, the two is not good, the...
two is
sometimes
a nine.
He walks away and leaves me by myself.
I need another drink.
This coming from the man who said, I always wanted a talk show. Talk, bitch!
But as it turns out, though, it's not just...
it's the back of
I was never craving a monologue.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It was that Mike Douglas show thing of, like, everyone staying on the couch. Like, you didn't just do your one little thing. It was the conversation as the guest got longer.
That's what James Corden does so well on the what is it called? The Late Show on CBS.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does the same thing. Yeah. He brings all the guests out, and they all have a conversation, and this story sparks this, and this brings, you know, I enjoy that, too.
Because you're going to hit someone, like, you know what I mean? Like, if it was just you and I was talking about Hamilton, you would have checked out a while ago, but you know what I mean? But, exactly, you're going to...
I might get on board if I take a moment or two to listen to these things, which I'm going
to. It's 3 hours.
You know...
Shut up. Is it three hours?
It's the score of a Broadway play. Yeah,
I'm aware, but it's three. Well, it's two acts.
Two acts.
Got it. I didn't realize the acts were 90 minutes.
After
alcohol is conserved. Yeah.
Incidentally, I miss the old one that says 90 minutes. There's something about the cadence of the new one. 90 still minutes. Wrong.
I still got it.
Well, and as much as I like you people and kind of respect you, I mean the idea, but. I love that about us, that we can give each other shit. You know, we can go back and forth and we can hopefully have fun with it. And it's not a mean-spirited thing. And that there's that level of respect that says, which makes everything, that's what's so fantastic to me, where we can look at it and say, yeah, no, I don't agree at all about that. But it doesn't affect, it's like, okay.
Yeah. And that's another interesting perspective you bring, because a lot of people think that paint with a broad brush, the gay community is a straight line ticket on everything. We all have the same mindset. We're all doing the same thing. We all want the same thing. No, it's different. Like you may vote for one way, or you may think something. It is all different. And I think that we show that. Now, whether or not we all articulate that as well as we should, because I give it up. I am not. You read like a son of a bitch, and so does Al. I don't know what you do, but. I don't know. I'm very uneducated on so many different things.
I read all the things.
I know you do. I know you do. And it's it comes through and it shows very well, because you know, I could talk about any goddamn thing and you just like, well, you know, it's almost like Cliff Clavin from Cheers.
No. High praise indeed.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, because you got Norm over
hashtag
here.
Hashtag goals.
Well, you know, the Malaysian velociraptor was in a very swampy...
Listen, segue is my very favorite thing to do.
I enjoy your segues. You do very, very well on
a segue. We should get her one, a segue. She can come in on a segue.
Or she can't get around the end of that table.
Fuck off. I think that would be very appropriate.
Well, if you're listening out there, even on a repeat.
I didn't get mine yet.
No, you didn't get his yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you did.
Where's mine? Y'all talk so fucking much.
Oh, really? Really?
Oh, Alina, you should call in.
Ring, ring. Awesome.
We'll find a way. We'll find a way to make it
work. The phone's for you. It's the pot.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the human awareness show, Mom. My mom says.
Yeah, it is human awareness.
I like it.
Amina, how would you call us? You don't have a number?
Does that mean we're a bunch of has-beens?
Oh, don't we still have that number up somewhere of call this line? Oh, no. I'm like,
that died.
Oh, my God. Do you remember that? The listener?
Shut up.
I don't even know how he spelled that.
Listeners.
Incorrectly would be the answer.
Yeah.
God, that was fucking funny.
I would say that I just learned about, like, so many different perspectives on stuff, like, especially with, like, people calling from all over the place. Like, in Tyler, we started off with, you know, the first person that ever like got in the chat room was Pigeon Ford, right? Wasn't he from Pigeon Ford, Tennessee?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, we had a Southern perspective. A teacher. So we had a Southern perspective from a teacher that was all of a sudden new. And as people have gone in and made and it
Harrison
on the list.
And making those kind of bonds with people. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I mean, just all the different perspectives on something that you think, well, this is what I think, so it must be right. Then you get someone from the South being like, that's kind of a dick thing to say. Sure, like, there's some of us that are trying to fight this. Like, and I can't just throw
is
it
out. Is that why we lost Tyler? Were we dickish to too many Southern
people? Oh, I mean, one night we did go pretty hard on the...
The interesting thing, and I forget this, but I keep saying to people, like Annette just said, I look forward to this every Wednesday. Yeah. We are a Tuesday night show in the United States, but we are a morning show around the world. Sure. There was the guy that used to listen, I forgot name, used to be from Cairo. Cairo, Egypt, and we were a morning show for him as he drove to work.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
And he was before I started writing everybody down.
Just very interesting that you think about all these people from around the world.
And the people from France. But, you know, as we had a conversation last week about...
Like, Nero's traveling right now, so she doesn't get to be a part of this.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, yeah. And Pascal, who listens from the Netherlands every week and, like, is always he and I have the same birthday, which I forgot about until my birthday.
Okay.
That I was like, oh, and his name popped up.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Also, it's a microphone.
Yeah.
So the stage whisper doesn't help? Tiffany, I look at pictures all the time.
Fantastic.
But it really is. And we had, like even recently, we had the conversation about, like, what is what's the...
What is love?
What's it got to do with it? Yeah. But, like, what's keeping people from being out or accepting homosexuality? And, like, to have our perspective and then to have someone in India's perspective I would have never had that. Like, when was I ever going to run into somebody currently living in India? You know what I mean? Like, not here to us. You know what I mean? Like,
that's probably not often. Speak Swahili, for God's sake. I know.
Right.
Uma.
Yeah. Right, so it's just all these different Yoni. Perspectives on things that I just thought I knew everything. And as I come here, I'm like, wow, I don't know that.
Sure.
I do know that Veep is funny. But
we've had people for quite a while with Meow Cal and coming in. I love that Aaron works on late on Tuesdays. You know, just Tomo.
Mm-hmm.
How fun that!
It's been a while since we've had him in the chat room, but he's still hanging out there.
The other
day
he jumped in there, Richard.
Yeah, I mean, it really has been fun to get all these different perspectives, get made fun of for fake French.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so...
I can't see... There are so many things, though. Like, I can't see poutine without thinking about Richard.
Or the fact that somehow none of us had ever had... What the fuck are those things called from New Orleans? The powdery donut shit things.
Oh, beignets.
Beignets. Remember? Mm-hmm. We had to Google it. We had to learn how to pronounce it.
She
went through this whole thing.
You guys didn't know anything about beignets?
No, we never.
We didn't.
She brought them in, and we had to like Google it and try them. We were looking at them like it was
divine secrets of the Yaya sisterhood.
Well, I didn't know what the hell they were talking about.
I made
wasn't a scratch and sniff.
I don't know. I read a lot. I read a lot.
You do.
Oh, and I never read that book, so I only saw the movie and didn't really love it.
I loved the movie. Because Sandy's in it. Because why not?
Well, duh.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's just,
she fits,
riddled
she
with
fits the
fantastic
mold.
Women.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
But that was the funny... That I would like to go back and listen to that. Just to listen to us stumble through a word like none of us had ever heard before.
Oh, that's funny.
Was that my birthday a couple years ago?
I think it was.
So I couldn't try.
I must have been in my car like screaming at the radio.
Yeah, you probably were.
Oh, I'm sure everybody was there was like, really? Beignets?
Yeah, and you chewed too much, but we lost Molly.
Well, because they're spelled it's spelled B-E-N-I-E-T-S.
Yeah,
looks
like beignets.
Like
Jean Benet.
That's right.
And that still amazes me. Like, how did I make it? Like, what's the shit that I think is salami in the airport?
What?
Hickory Farms?
Toblerone. And what is it really?
It's chocolate. It's a chocolate candy
bar. I thought it was sausage.
No.
Oh, in the triangles?
I just thought it was a pepperoni stick that people were carrying around.
Apparently, in a triangle.
That's like a tube, isn't it?
No.
I don't know.
It's like a triangle.
But I had no idea what it was.
But I just think it's wonderful. And having Jenny and having all of our, it's very fun.
Our extended familia out there.
And Don now in podcast land.
Oh, my heavens. Well, everybody, this is it. We've come to the end of hour three, also the end of our weekly show.
My goodness.
Oh,
for this week.
We encourage you to enjoy it next week. We'll be here again, we hope, and you'll be here, and then we'll talk about other stuff, and I don't think there'll be any cake left. Just a
But
that's
make
fair.
It
that's a fair assumption.
This is the portion of the show that they laugh at me because every week, for the past several weeks, I keep fucking it up, and I don't know why. But again, thank you all in the chat room, Anand, Joe, Missy. Oh, you're Missy out, everybody. Anyway, whatever. We'll leave you with this parting thought. We will
See you next Tuesday!
Got it right.
Oh, it's a miracle.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's your birthday.
This is Joe DeCansick, founder of QTalk America and producer of this fine, rather discombobulated train wreck that you might have been listening to. This production, through painstaking procrastination, took many uncounted hours as I was told there would be no math. But seriously, hashtag bestofcms4 was created as a gift for the show with Clayton McKee to say thanks for continuing to leave the QTalk America light on. And thanks for the laughs.
I just want to throw something out, though.
What?
Last week?
Yeah, what?
I was not drunk. And there were 14 deer standing in Seidel's yard when I got there. I'm not making it up.